ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ila Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art Scroll Shas. The price of one ticket is $36, or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Meseches Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The beginning of the Omer is a continuation of the previous Gemara in the bottom of Kuf Yud Beis Mem Beis, where the Gemara is trying to explain the din of the Braisa that Maisa Sheni of Ir Nidachas, the din is Yigones. You have to bury it, you have to put it away, you can't burn it, but you also cannot eat it. In connection to that, the Gemara had brought earlier in the Kuf Yud Beis and Beis on the bottom another Braisa about an Isa Adov Maisa Sheni, where the Gemara brought a Machlekesh Ameir Nechachamim. According to Ameir, it's Turim in Achala, because it's Mamon Gavaya. Maisa Sheni is Mamon Gavaya. You can't use the money of Maisa Sheni to Mekadesh Isha, according to Rabbi Meir, and therefore it's not a Risa Yisechem, and it's Betura Min Achala. According to the Chachamim, it's Chayiv and Chala, because Maisa Sheni is Mamon Hedyet. You can use the money of Maisa Sheni to Mekadesh Isha, and it's a Risa Yisechem, and therefore it's a dough made out of Maisa Sheni is Chayiv and Chala. The Gemara said that of the Gvulin, but where it's not in Yerushalayim, Divrei HaKoel Potter. Everybody would agree that there's no din to be Mafresh Chala from Maisa Sheni out of Yerushalayim. On this, Rashi brings two Pirushim. The first Pirush of Rashi is because it does not have a Heter Achila out of Yerushalayim unless you redeem it. So therefore, it's considered Mamon Gavaya. It's just like our mayor holds Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim is Mamon Gavaya. The Rabban agreed to a mayor in Maisa Sheni out of Yerushalayim. You can't eat it. There's no heter achila, only a pedia, so it's a din of mamon gavaya. A second pshat Rashi is that the reason why bigvulin there's no chiyuv chala on Maisa Sheni is because there's no heter achila, and the chiyuv chala is mashas gilgal isa. It has to be considered reish arisei seichem. If it's not mutar ba'achila, then it's not considered arisei seichem, and there's no chiyuv chala. Taisin Kiddushin Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis is Meichiach that Maisa Sheni Vigvulin is really Mamon Hedyet, and not Mamon Gavaya. And therefore, Taisin Kiddushin learns like Rashi's second shot that it's Potter and Chala because it does not have a Heter Achila. Behemes, there's a Taisin Mamatiyan Daf Tzadik and Taisin Bechiris that the reason why Maisa Sheni out of Yerushalayim there's no Isser of Leisachsim Shur Bedishai. The Gemara says that there's an Isser to muzzle your ox when it's going ahead and threshing. That Isser only applies to Disha, your threshing, your ground, your grain. But Maisa Sheni is not called Disha Shaloch. It's not called your dish. It's not called, therefore, it's Nismai, it does not have the law of Leisachs Sher B'Disha. The reason for that is even though it's not Mamon Gavaya Mamish, but since there's no Heter Achila, it's not called Dishai. L'chari Narasugi also, it's not called the Shol of Nir Nidachas because it does not have a Heter Achila. And that's the Gemara wanted to compare it to the Chiyav Chala. The truth is that the Shagasaria asks in Simen Tzadik Zayin that in Taisis and the Ran and Sukkah, the Flab and Ham and Aleph, it's Muchach that an Esrig of Tevel, an Esrig that cannot be eaten because it's Tevel, you have to take off Trumas and Maestris, is still called a Dovash Yesh by Heter Achila because it's Beyode L'Sakna. It's possible to fix it and take off Trumas and Maestris. And Tosis proves that from Yerushalmi that an Isa of Tevel is Chayeves Bechala, even though it's Asur Bechila. Why? Because although right now it's Asur Bechila, because you're not yet mafer Trumas and Maestris, but it's Beyode L'Sakna. You could fix it by going ahead and taking off the Trumas and Maestris. Back to Shagasaya from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that an Isa of Maisa Sheni is Ptur Ben Achala. The second pshat in Rashi is the reason why Isa Maisa Shein is Tumin Achala. We're talking about out of Yerushalayim Lekulei Alma Megvulin. Why is it Potim in Achala? Because it's Asur Ba'Achila. Nachayro, why is it considered Shasur Ba'Achila? It's Biyad Elasakna. You can bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. Bishleim, according to the first Pirish of Rashi, so Maisa Shein in Megvulin is called Mamin Gavaya. If it's called Mamin Gavaya, so it's Mufka from the Chiyav Chala. Because it's not called Arisai Seichim. And also, it wouldn't have a din of Shol of Yirnidachas because it's not called Mamein of the Anshi Yirnidachas. It's Mamein Gavaya. But according to the second Pirush in Rashi, that Begvulin is Potter from Chala because it doesn't have a Heter Achila, Bishas Gilgal Isa, L'chayr, why is that different than Tevel, which also doesn't have a Bepoildik Heter Achila, and still, it's Biyadi L'saknei. So Maizah Sheni also, it's Biyadi L'saknei, with the fact you can take it up to Yerushalayim. The Shagasaya ends off and says, the only Chilik is that Maizah Sheni is not called Risei Seichem because it's also even Ba'ano. Since it's also Ba'ano, so that's Afko and Arisei Seichem. And Be'etzim, as the Isra Achila, we'll be able to say that since it's Biyad L'saknoi, it's considered something which has Mutar Ba'achila. Be'emes, Toisvis in Sukkah, and Aflamet Hei, different Toisvis, Toisvis learns like the first Pshat in Rashi, that Ma'ezeh Sheini B'Gvulin is Momin Gavaya. He says that a Esrik of Ma'ezeh Sheini in B'Gvulin, of Eretzolim, out of Yerushalayim, you can't be Yoitza Yidei Chai Vasei. Why? That according to the Mad Omer, there's the Machlaik's thing, we're in Sukkah, if you have to have a Din Mamain, or you have to have just a Heter Achila. He said, according to Mad Omer, you have to have a Din Mamain, so you can't be Yoitza with Esrig, that's of Ma'ezeh Sheini B'Gvulin, because it's Mamain Gavaya, it's not yours, it's Chasr in the Din Mamain, and in order to be Yoitza in a Mitzvah, it has to be considered Shalachem, and when it's missing in Din Mamain, then you can't be Yoitza in a Mitzvah. But Taisva says, according to Manda Amar, that you just need a Heter Achila, you don't need to have a Din Mamain, so you could be Yoitza Dechay Vasai with the Esrig of Ma'ezeh Sheini B'Gvulin, because it has a Heter Achila, through that you bring it to Yerushalayim. So again, we see that it's called Davar Sheyesh B'Heter Achila, with that you could take it to Yerushalayim to eat it. We would daik from the same way Taisva Nesav Tevel. The Ran and the Ritva also say that it's considered Davar Sheyesh B'Heter Achila, L'Chayrav. That's why the machleik is that Taisus argues on Rashi says in our second pirish, and the Taisus and Kedushin understands like that Esav Maaser Sheni is not called Risei Seichem, it's not called Disha, it's not called Shlola, Gabir Nidachas, because it's Asur Bachila. Why is it considered something which is Asur Bachila if it can be taken up to Yerushalayim and it can be eaten? As a matter of fact, the Ramah in our sugya brings a girsa that Begvulin everybody holds Divrei Hakoel Chayim, not Hakoel Potter. Because you can be a poydin, it's like Mamin Hedyet. And if I can, yeah, and this Achila for sure is not a problem, because it's Mutar Ba'Achila with that, then you could take it to Yerushalayim. He even asks, the Ramah even asks, that if the Svara, why Vigvulin Akel Chayiv, is because you can be poydin, has Din of Mamin Hedyet, in fact, the Ramah, so Ibazoi, every Hegdish you can be poydin. And we still consider Mamin Gavaya, so what should be the Chilik between Isa of Maiser Sheini, which we're saying now is Potter and Chala, it's Chayv and Chala, Kuli Alma, because it can be Poydet, has a Din of Mamin Hedyet, and all Egnish, which could also be Poydet, and still we consider it Mamin Gavaya. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovetz Shiurim, in Simon Chof, Oiz Dalid, is Miyashiv, this Kash of the Ramah. He says there's a Chilik between Pidyon, the Gabi Hegdish, and Chil of Maaser Sheni. He says Hegdish, he brings from Rabbi Chaim, is like a Kinyan, that of a hedyet. That means just like Rumein the Makna a chefes to Shimon, when you magdish something to the Bedek Abayis, you be Makna to the Bedek Abayis. In order to make it ois kadosh, you have to be paid it. The pidyon makes it into Mamin hedyet. Now, just like if you would want to be Zoicha in somebody else's chefes, it would not be considered yours until you make the actual kinyan. So too, by hegdish, until you actually appoint it, it still remains Mamin Hegdish, and it doesn't become yours. But by Maaser Sheni, it's not really Mechusar Kinyan. Maaser Sheni only requires what he calls a Chilul. Once it's in Schala from the Kedusha, the Melech Paka the Kinyan Gavaya, and doesn't need any other Kinyan to be kind it. Therefore, it helps that it's B'yadai Lifdaisai. In other words, he's being Mechalik and saying that Maaser Sheni, we could consider it like your Mamin, and we can say Yechayiv in Chala, because Yochalef Daisa means Yochalef Chalaloi. it only requires a Maisa Chil. The Maisa Chil automatically makes it now into Mamon Hedyut. Mashenkin by Hegdish, the Pedia is like a new Kinyan. That already is not considered Mamainai with the fact alone that you could be Paidit. In summary, Maisa Sheni Bigvulin either has a status of Mamon Gavaya, and Mamela it's Potter from Chal, it's not a Risa Seichem, and also it's not called Sholol of an Irni Dachas, Adrab, it's Sholol Gavaya, it's Kachim, and it won't be Nisraf together with Irni Dachas, Adrab, it's Vinechal Yushalayim, but the Gvulim, it's Mamon Gavaya, so it's not going to be considered Shol Irni Dachas. Or the understanding of Bigvulin, the reason why you Potter from Chal is because it does not have a Heter Achila, and that takes it away from being considered Reish Risa Seichem. So too, Legabi Irni Dachas, it's Lamaise, it's not going to be Shol Irni Dachas, and one of the halacha of being Nignas. So the Gemara now continues, and the Gemara says, so where is it Negea, what the Braisa that says Maise Sheni is Yigones? When is Maise Sheni of Irni Dachas Chayiv Geniza? Now Chayiv Geniza means that Be'etzem it is considered Shol Irni Dachas, and it's Mechuyiv Bisreifa, just as the covet of the fact that it's some Kedushin, Maise Sheni, it's Nignas. Where is that case? So first thing Mar wanted to say, that maybe it's talking about Yerushalayim. But we know that Yerushalayim cannot become an Irni Dachas. And the Mar says, ask the Kash from the Braisa, Asar Dvarim Nem Yerushalayim, it's Wachas Mihen, Eina Nas, it's Irni Dachas. Why isn't Yerushalayim become an Irni Dachas? Because it says, the Mar Mabakamim of Dafei Beis tells us, it says, Orecha, and Yerushalayim was Loi Neschalka L'Shvatim. Yerushalayim is not divided amongst the Shvatim, so it's not considered your city. If it's not considered your city, so it can't have a din of an ear hanidachas. The Emes, the Rambam, paskins that Ori Miklot also do not have a din of ear nidachas, because it says, Be'achas Orecho, in one of your towns, in one of your cities. And Ori Miklot is not considered Orecho. Loshna Rambam is, Ein achas mi Ori Miklot nasis ear nidachas, shnema Be'achas Orecho, in one of your cities. The same halacha, next line is Lo Yerushalayim Nasis Irni Dachas. Levishlein is Chalka L'Shvatim. The Ravid is massing on the Rambam, and he's on the, that the Rambam says that Nori Miklot cannot become an Irni Dachas. Frek the Ravid Oma Avram Lo Yadati Ma'ayin Loize. Where did the Rambam pick this halacha up from? Well, I never begin Gemara. It's not in the Gemara in Baba Kama Naf Pei Beis. The Gemara over there is only referring to Yerushalayim. Aval kol ori miklot, says the Ravid, hashvatim nosnu oisam mechalkein. The shvatim gave the ori miklot from their chalok, from their own chalik, and mele it's considered orecho. So why don't the ori miklot have a din of ir hanidachas? Asay frek the Ravid on the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah says that since it's not miyuchid to the noistim, to the ones who gave it, it's not considered orecho. It's not mamish miyuchid for them. It's not set aside for them completely. So it's not considered orecha. It's not mamish the cities of the those shvatim. It says miachash and nosnu aysim mechelkam. They gave it away as an ori miklot and enam yuchadim lenoisnim. Now it's not anymore reserved for those that gave it. Like karina busha orecha. It's not shorecha. It's not called orecha and won't have a din of irni dachas. And the Orchaner is Meir, and it says this early in Nafkufid Alpha Mabez, that the Rambam's halacha, that an Ori Miklot cannot become an Irni Dachas, is Dafka in the Sheish Ori Miklot. But in the other Membez Ayores, the other cities that belong to the Levim, that's really called Bish Orecha. Why is that called Bish Orecha? Taka belongs to the Levim that are living in those cities. It's just that Lamaisa, it also has a double usage as an Irni Dachas also. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it's miyuchad lishvatecha and would have a din of an Irni Dachas. It's called Orecho. It's called Orecho. Only the Sheish Ori Miklon are specifically for Ori Miklon, not for anything else. So that would not be considered Orecho. And then the Gemara continues. So that's why Yerushalayim obviously cannot be the case of where we say that Maisa Sheni is Nignas, because in Yerushalayim is not going to become an Irni Dachas. It has to be that the Maisa Sheni is coming from a different city. So Zotin Yomara, so the Maisa Sheni came from a different city, and you brought up to Yerushalayim. If you brought up to Yerushalayim, so then Kaltul Mechitzah, so once it's in Yerushalayim, it's Nechal in Yerushalayim. If it's Nechal in Yerushalayim, so then it's Zicha doesn't have a din of being Nignas. So the Gemara first wanted to say it became Tomei, the Gemara is Choyzeh from that, and then after Kufyut Gimel Med Aleph, that's where the Gemara says the Maskana. The Maskana, the Gemara says, we're talking about a regular Maisa Sheni, which is Tar, and it was brought into Yerushalayim, and then it was Nofel Mechitzas. The Mechitzas fell down. The din that it has to be within the walls of Yerushalayim is a din d'oraisa, that you can only eat Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim, not out of Yerushalayim. And likloit, the halacha that once the peiris, once the grain, whatever ma'isa sheni comes into Yerushalayim, it's called tua mechitz, the mechitz absorb it, and now it cannot be redeemed anymore. That halacha is only at the rabbanon. The rabbanon were geyser only ki isna lemechitz, only the mechitzes are there. Ki less lemechitz is loy, the rabbanon were not geyser. Since the rabbanon were not geyser, so therefore lechayra it should be bisreifa, because now these pairs are vaita sholav irni dachas. Once it's sholav irni dachas, so then the halacha should be, it should be burnt, and you don't only because of the covet of ma'isa sheni, because it has a kedusha. The shaila in the rishonim over here is in pashim shat. The Taisa Rosh asks that why does the Gemara have to say this haysofav, since the gzeir daban was only kis na mechitzas, kiles na mechitzas loy gazer. Just say that the din of klita, the din that you can't be paid it, that you can't take it back out of Yerushalayim and be paid it, is only din drabanon. Midoy raisa, you could. So midoy raisa, right now it's royal achila. It's called, it's not mamon gavaya. According to the rabanon, who argue with mayor, it's not mamon gavaya. And you could eat it in Yerushalayim. So it's really considered the shol of the irni dachas. It came from the irni dachas and it's din of shol of irni dachas. And you midoy raisa, you could take it out and bring it back to the irni dachas and taka burn it. So why don't you taka burn it? Because of the fact that it has a kedusha, so it's nignas. So if you want to know, maskanas ha-gemara, where is the case of ma'isa sheni of irni dachas, which is nignas, all you have to say is that it's talk about ma'isa sheni that was from irni dachas that was brought to Yerushalayim, and it was, once it's there, it's not mama gavaya, and it's shol irni dachas, and it's nisraf, and you can't burn it because of the fact that it's kedusha, has a kedusha to it. That's why it's nignas. Ah, you'll tell me that you can't take it out of Yerushalayim, you can't bring it back. That halacha of klita, that it's mechaltu and mechitz, is only draban negadim. It's not called shol Yerushalayim. It's a shol of irni dachas. Why do we have to add that for? So here we find the different halachim and Yerushalayim to answer this kasha. The Tosis in Bamitzia, Nafnun Gimel, says that whereas isnul mechitzah is when there were walls, rabban were hamidu devrei maldin teira. And the rabban called it shol Yerushalayim. And they said you have to eat it there. Once it's shol Yerushalayim, you have to eat it there. So then it's pokah that didn't hear any dachas. When it's less new and the mechitzah are not there, it's loy hamid the rainbow din Torah. So even though with Rabban it's also to be paided, because kaltu mechitzah is, but with the rice it's not. So with the rice you could take it out, with the rice you could go ahead and bring it back to be burnt in the irni dachas, and that's why it has the din of being nignas. The chazanish taka is meir on Taisa that without, let's say mechitzah don't fall down, how could Bezin do that? Bezin mean masn dat lachedom in a Torah, v'kum vasei, then being matir bachila. There's no mechitzes. He says Tais just means that you're not going with the din of Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. Tais says to explain why I won't have the din of Shol Yerushalayim. But there's another malach in the Rishonim. There's a sheet of Betzes and Mitzia, a Memes, it's a Ran and our Sugya, that says the pshat in the Gemara is that Enoch and Ami, Midoy Raisa, you should be able to take it out of Yerushalayim and bring it back to the Erni Dachas and let it get burnt. It's not Mam and Gavaya because it was in Yerushalayim. And shol, it's the shol of irni dachas and mechuyev esreifa. It's only a drabanan dikadin that there's a din of kaltua mechitzais. But once it's a drabanan dikadin that the payers enter Yerushalayim, the ma'aser sheni enters Yerushalayim, you can't take it out. It's also to be ma'itzia. You can't be paid it. You have to eat it there. So then it has a din like a shol of irni dachas that it's not nikpots in l'saycha. It's like any shol of irni dachas which can't be brought back to the city where the din is that you don't burn it. So the ma'isa sheni that are huvet Yerushalayim and kaltu mechitzas and the matar ba'achila, the kaltu mechitzas will say it's us to take it out of Yerushalayim. So it's like nichsi rishayim that it cannot be nikbatz in l'seicha that you don't burn it. So that's a different mahalach to explain why it would be nignas. In other words, according to Tosfos Bamitzia, the pshat is because it's called shol Yerushalayim. It's not called shol of irni dachas. It doesn't have a shem of nichsi irni dachas. Male is no din of irni dachas. Why does it? How could it? The rabbanu with ma'amina devrei on the entire they said as a din of shol Yerushalayim. But according to the Shitung Betzin's Mametzia, and according to the Ran, it's Kipshutai. The Rabbanu were not Mamed Devreim, just the Rabbanu said you can't take it out. Once it's an Issed Rabbanu, take it out. So then it's just practically speaking, it can't be brought back to Yerushalayim. Once it can't be brought down back to Yerushalayim, so it's not, brought back to the Irni Dachas. Once it can't be brought back to the Irni Dachas, it's like all Nichsi Rishoyim that are not Nikbatzin L'Seichai, that the din is you're not Seirifit. And the Mela, that's why it's gimme nignaz. It has that halacha, but it's it of sholei nidachas, but it's nignaz and it's not nisraf. Remember, Taisus over there, Mamatzil says that if it's talking about over here, nafla mechitzas after the gemar din, but if there was a nafla mechitzas before the gemar din, so even though it's not sholei shalayim, but it won't be chalin at the gemar din because that's shlosh shamayim. It's not roi lechel. It's only to be paided. If it fell down before, so then it won't be chalin at the din of yer nidachas. He says another pshat that he's talking about that it fell before Takhni Gemar Din, but it's Choshev Shol Yuhedyet because it's Roy Lachila before it was Nafla Mechitzes. But if I cared, if it was Nafla Achim Gemar Din, since Pshat Gemar Din and Shol Yushalayim, then it won't be Paka. The Rambam over here says Stam. The Rambam Paskins, Mistam and Maisesheni Yigonis. It doesn't say any Chalukim of where you say Maisesheni Yigonis. The Rambam says in Perik Dalet, again, the Halachat Hezvav, that Maisa Sheni, the Kesef Maisa Sheni, the Kisya Kodesh Besoicha, Hare Eli Yigonzu. The din is Yigonis, and it's not Machalik, when, what, where. It's just Maisa Sheni, it's Yigonis. It's Lech Mishnah Zmoir, and the Rambam, that Lechertz is very Shmer, Hoyloi Levire. He should have explained it, because first of all, the Rambam himself in Bikurin passed that Isas Maisa Sheni, a Do Maisa Sheni, Begvulin is Potim Nachala. Now we explained why would a dove Maisa Sheni be potter from Chala outside of Yerushalayim? We said because it's Mamin Gavaya. And Mamin Gavaya is potter from Chala. It's not a Risei Seichem. So if it's Mamin Gavaya, it's not a Risei Seichem, the Gabichi of Chala, L'chayre, it's not either Shol of Yerini Dachas. It's Shol Gavaya. So it shouldn't have a din of being Yigones. So where would the Halacha of Maisa Sheni be Nignaz, according to the Rambam? It would be L'chayre, only in the case of the Maskonah Segemar that we have, that you brought the pears up to Yerushalayim, and it was Nofel the Mechitzes. So over there, Batsim, it should be burnt together with Shol of Yernidachas, and you can't burn it because of the Kedush that's chal in it, and therefore it's Nignaz. So the Rambam should have been Mefarish. The Mechaschinach is also Ma'ir on the Rambam. That's a Shtikel Shver. Why the Rambam did not be Mefarish the case of where it applies the din of Maisa Sheni that it's Nignaz? L'chayr, L'maskonis HaGemara, the case that Maisa Sheni is Nignaz is only Peiris of Yernidachas that went up to Yerushalayim, and the mechitzas fell down, which right now it's considered sholol, not Yerushalayim, not shol Yerushalayim. It's considered the shol of Anir Nidachas. And either the Tuma Alchemy said before, either because Chazal said that Kaltu Mechitzay, so therefore it's like shol Yerushalayim, that's not Nikbots in L'Seicha, or that it doesn't have a Shem, still has a Shem shol Yerushalayim, that the din is, that'll be Nignaz, and there's not going to be Nisraf. But otherwise, L'chayr should be able to be Nechal. Shol Maisa Sheni, that's out of Yerushalayim, is Mamin Gavaya. It's not going to have a din bechlal of Shol Nir Nidachas. Let's move on now to the next sugya on the Amid. The Gemara brings that Kisvi HaKodesh Yigonzu. Kisvi HaKodesh of Nir Nidachas, you have to go ahead and be going as it. You have to hide it, put it away. You can't burn it, but Avad it's still Osaba no. The Gemara says that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar. The Sanya Gemara brings a brayso of Elazar. Aymer kol ear sheyesh ba filim mezuzah achas, a half leva fellow de kazach. According to Rabbi Elazar, any city that has even one mezuzah ain't a nasas ear nidachas, cannot have a din of ear nidachas, even if the rav of the city will be oivet aveda zara. But if there's one mezuzah, that's matzel the whole city. Shenemer v'sarafta be'esh so ear ves kol shalol kolil. You have to burn the city and all the shalol. But v'heichadika mezuzah le'efshar. Wherever there's a mezuzah, you can't burn it. D'chsev le'sasun kein la'shem le'keichem. It says you can't burn, you can't destroy kisvi ha'kodesh, Hashem's name. In mezuzah, it's written Hashem's name, it's written as goreis. Le'sasun kein, you're not allowed to do what we do to all the other avodah zaras, the avadatem ha'shemam in ha'mokim ahu. That's all the other avodah zaras we destroy. But le'sasun kein la'shem le'keichem is a lav. You're not allowed to obliterate the shem Hashem. And since the mezuzah has the shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Azkaris, it's not possible to burn the mezuzah. Le'sasun kein. So since you can't burn the mezuzah, you can't mekayim the din of kol shlola, and Mimela does not have a din of an ear hanidachas. Rashi's moisif an extra line. Rashi says that the reason why you can't have a din of an ear hanidachas is because a mezuzah is not shlola. Vanan bu'inan shalolo. You need that it should be the booty, the shalol, the possessions of an ir nidachas that belong to individuals that were avodah zara. Veleka, why? Dahai shalol shamayim hu. The mezuzah is shalol shamayim. Over here, This Rashi is a pelim. Kveger, Shash, Ochaner, Old Achreinim, Amoir, and the Lashon Rashi. That if it's not Bechlal Shlola, it's first of all, Shver Rashi, why does he need another reason for Shlol Shemayim? The Gemara says the reason. The Gemara says the reason why it doesn't become an Irni Dachas is because he can't burn the mezuzah because of the law of Leisasun. Kein Lashem Lekechem. Why does Rashi have to say? Because Shlol Shemayim. But for the Be'emes, it's even much more Shver. Because if you say that the mezuzah is not Nichlal and Shlola, it's not called the Shol of Irni Dachas, it's Shol Shemayim, so then there's no Chiyav Sreifa on it. If there's no Chiyav Sreifa, so you can mekayim the mitzvah Sreifa of Kol Shlola with all the other Nechasim. And the Mele, why isn't there a din of Irni Dachas? Just like Nechasim Acherim, that are Mufgadim B'Seicha, other Nechasim that happen to be in Irni Dachas are not Nisraf at Irni Dachas, or Kachi Shemayim is not Nisraf at Irni Dachas, and still the fact that you don't burn other Nechasim that are in the Irni Dachas, or Karbanis, or Kachi Shemayim, doesn't take away the din of an Irni Dachas. It's not Matzil, it's not called Shlola. The Torah says to burn Kol Shlola, Shlola, whatever is your Shlola. Whatever Shlal Shemayim is not Nichlal in the din of Torah, and the Mele could have a din of Irni Dachas. So too if there's a mezuzah here. So you can't burn the mezuzah, enechanami, but you should still be able to be burned the rest of the sholol of the ear hanidachas. Now, Be'emes, the Ochaner is mefarish in Rashi, that the Rashi is going the shita of the Rabbanon. And Rashi is saying, Faked, Rashi is explaining the Rabbanon who argue of a lezer. Rabbanon hold, even though there's a mezuzah, it could become near nidachas. Why? That's Guva Rashi telling us. The Sreifa mezuzah is not ma'akev din of ear nidachas, because we dash in shlol leshlal shamayim. The mezuzah is shlal shamayim. It's not nichlal din of sreifa shalom. So the mele could have a din of irni dachas. But lefi zeh, it comes out of davar chadash. If you learn that way, pshat and Rashi knows not mashmalik that Rashi is being mefarish the rabbanon. It's mashmalik Rashi being mefarish Rabbi Elazar. But even if you say that the hisof of shlal shamayim is a beer, why according to rabbanon it could have a din of irni dachas? Because the fact that you're not going to burn the mezuzah, it does not take away from the kiyum of the sreifas kol hashalom. But what are you going to say, pshat and Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar, you're going to have to say, if he's there, that he argues in the drasha of Shol Shemayim. And since it's not Nismai Shol Gavayim, Mele Mezuzah is Bechlal, the Shol of Irni Dachas, and it requires Srefa together with all the other Sholol, with all the other Nechasim, everything else that's in the city. And since you can't burn it, so therefore it doesn't become an Irni Dachas. It's a Dovah Chodesh, a Chiddush to say, the Kuntra Belazar, that he argues in Gansin on the din of Shol Shol Shemayim. But the Rishash and others have a different way of being miyashiv this. The Geiris in Rashi that over here it's lav shlolo shamayim. Punk faker, the exact opposite. That faker, Rashi is saying that kisya kodesh is not shlal shamayim. And still you can't burn it. Oh, kisya kodesh is not shlolo shamayim. It's not like a hegdish. It's not like korban. It's not something that has a kedusha like in magdashit. It's a piece of pottery. Avada has kehelikait because as kedusha intrinsically, it's kisvi hakodesh, but it's not something which is called shol shamayim. It doesn't belong to hakodesh baruch hu. It's not something you magdish to Hashem, and still you can't burn it. Oh, that's what Rabbi Elazar says, that if since you can't burn the mezuzah together with all the other sholol, that's me'akim in the din of irni dachas. You can't be mekayin the mitzvah sreif of kol shlola, so therefore it can't become an irni dachas even if it only has one mezuzah. But anything else which not included in shol, for example, shlol shamayim mamish, for example, hegdish, is takenah ma'akiv in the din of sreifas irni dachas. Lefi zeh, lefi the way the Rashash learns the Rashi, the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham is as follows. The Tanava Mishnah holds that whatever is possible to burn, you burn, and you makayim the din of sreifas kol shol means whatever is possible to burn. Even though you can't burn the mezuzah because leisasin kel Hashem lekechem, and it's not shlol shemayim, still it's not ma'akim din irni dachas. Hechad lo yevshe lo yevshe. As I state in Yad Rama, also clearly that's shat in the Rabbanan of the Mishnah that hold that hechad lo yevshe lo yevshe. You can't burn the mezuzah, so you burn everything else. You burn everything else. You mekayim the mitzvah of as kol shlola tisrei beish. You mekayim that mitzvah of as harafta beish seir as kol shlola kolu. Rabbi Elazar argues. And Rabbi Elazar holds that since you can't mekayim lemaisa burning everything in the city, because the mezuzah taka can't be burnt, even though it's not shol shamayim, and you can't mekayim mitzvah sreifa because the law of leisasin came l'shem lekechem, so mele it's chaser in the din of kolel tia of kolel of gas kol shlola kolel, and mele that's why it does not have a din of ir hanidachas. So it's not a machlekes made Aruch HaNer. I wanted to learn that whether or not Yidash and Shlol Shemayim, Shlola v'loy Shlol Shemayim. Everybody agrees that Shlol Shemayim is not burnt and it's not ma'akav and didn't hear nidachas. The machlekes, and everybody agrees also mezuzah is taken not Shlol Shemayim. The machlekes is that you can't burn a mezuzah, is that a ma'akav in the chalos didn't hear nidachas or not. But I'll call upon him, you were to ask, why can't you taka burn the mezuzah? The answer is, I think Gemara says, because it says, Leisas and Kein Lashem Leikecha. Frekta v'kiveger, so you do it to Kekasha, kiveger meschinach, they ask, that what's chanting Gemara? Why did you say, Asay Deicha Leisase? There's Asay to be Seiref, all the shawl of the Irni Dachas, says, V'serafta bo'esh, esu'ir, v'eskol shlola kol, so mitzah Asay Deiraisa, there's a klal. Asay is Deicha Leisase. That should be Deicha the lav of Loi Sasun. Why did you say that? You say the reason why Kisvi HaKodesh is Yigonez, because Rabbanu Mvat Mitzvah Sreifas, Kvet Shemayim, that's the Sitchum also be HaKodesh Yirokim, Vais Yashen Yigonez, but Shver, Kvet Rabbal Ozer, why can't have it in Virni Dachas? Say, I say, is Deicha Loisase. If it's Ma'akim in Virni Dachas, it's also Bitron Dase. Let Dase be Deicha the Lav. So here we find many different answers in the Achroinim. Very interesting answers. Some of Kipshutay, the Archlaneh, wants to first say that there's another Asay here. As I say, it says, V'ibartem es shemom. That's what David Zorah. V'idash in shemom v'lishem shemayim. So it's a lav of bomichlal asay. A lav of bomichlal asay is an asay. So besides the lav of lisasun, to destroy the shem Hashem, there's also a kiyam asay in not destroying the shem Hashem. So the asay of v'saravto, v'esh, so here, v'eskol shlolo, the asay of burning all the shol of yerni dachas, is not going to be doicha a loisasei v'asei. The klal is, ain't asei doicha loisasei v'asei. Sanhedrin Ketana and other achrenim say, is it asei of a haftas Hashem lekecha? You can't be moichin Hashem Shemayim, that's included in Avas Hashem. Again, that would be the pshat, then ain't asei doicha loisasei v'asei. Others say that the strafe of mezuzah, yoyver not, different asei, asei v'es Hashem lekecha tira. It's not any worse than be mazgir Shem Shemayim levatola. If you mazgir Shem Shemayim levatola, yoyver nasei. So if you burn the mezuzah, you also even asay. All these terutzim are going with one gang, with one mahalach, that even though asay is dechalois asay, but ain asay dechalois asay vasay. So the asay of viserafta voesha, so ir, veskol shlola kol, the asay to burn everything in the ir nidachas is not going to be dechalois asay vasay of burning the azkoris in the mezuzah. And once you can't mekayim the asay, so mil is no din of ir nidachas. The Michas Chinuch says, Rashi is coming to Miyashiv this. Rashi is saying, why did you say, I say, Dechaleisa say? Therefore, Rashi said that it's Shlal Shomayim. So, since you can't burn it because of the lav, so that's why it's called Shlal Shomayim. So, it's not included in Sreif Mikra Adin. So, there's no Asay Taka to be burned. In other words, you can't say, I say, Dechaleisa say, unless it's an Asay. If it's Shlal Shomayim, so there is no Asay because it's not what you're supposed to burn. But the chayr that would answer the kasha of why asay is not dechaleis asay, but hogufa kasha like we asked earlier, if it's really shlal shemayim, so then why is it ma'akim and din chaleis din ir nidachas? So you're answering one kasha, but you're making shrei the other kasha. You're taka answering that wanting to say asay dechaleis asay. Teretz is no asay to burn it. Why? Because it's shlal shemayim. So now it's not shvei asay dechaleis asay. But if it's not shvei asay dechaleis asay, so why is it ma'akim and din ir nidachas? It's shlal shemayim. It doesn't require shrei for bechlal. So here we have the second mahal we find in the Aruch HaNer. The Aruch HaNer is miyashiv everything, but it's a chiddush. The Aruch HaNer wants to say as follows, that really we would say asay dechaleis asay, and we would taka burn a mezuzah. Why taka don't you? So similar to what the Minchas Chinuch says, that the reason why you don't burn the mezuzah is because a mezuzah is shlal shemayim, and shlal shemayim you can't burn. That's what Rashi means to say. Also like the Minchas Chinuch says, that asay is not dechaleis dechaleis asay of Leisas and Kain, because there's no asay here. The asay is only to burn, it's called shlola, and this is shlal shemayim, it's not shlal shemayim, so maybe there's no asay. Oh, and therefore, you asked me a kasha, so then it shouldn't be ma'akev and din irni dachas, because the reason why you don't burn it is because there's no, it's not shlal shemayim, it's not shlola, it's not included in the asay. Why should it be ma'akev in the din irni dachas? Why is it any different than the old kachim? The teretz is, enichanami. Okay, that's the sheet of the Rabbanon, it's not ma'akev and din irni dachas. So what does Rabbi Lezer hold? And now, first, Achleid originally said Rav Lezer maybe argues in the drasha of Shlol LeShol Shemayim. And now he wants to say, in the Seif Dvar, he says, no. Rav Lezer also agrees Yidashin Shlol LeShol Shemayim. But that's only, what it means is, that when you mekayim the din of Kol Shlola, that everything is Shlola and not Shlal Shemayim, then it's in Skyim, didn't hear any dachas.
But if there's a mezuzah, which is taka shol shemayim, and shol shemayim taka is not nichlal shlola, it's not shlola, it's not mechuyas reifa. But if there is something here that is not able to be burnt because it's shlal shemayim, so then it was not niskayim the din of kol shlola tisrei. So mele taka does not have a din of ir nidachas. It means Rav Loza argues and says that if for whatever reason you can't mikayim kol shlola because there is something here that's not shlola, shlal shemayim, so it's not niskayim the din ir nidachas. You need kol shlola kipshuta. You have to taka burn everything. It's taka not shlola, but that itself is ma'akev in the chaleis din ir nidachas. That's a gevaldik achidish. The pashas you would say that if it's kol shlal shemayim, it's not shlola, so it's not nichlal in the say of kol shlola, and mele it's not ma'akev in the ir nidachas either. But he's saying, Kotra Balazar, that's ma'akim, chalois din iri dachas, because you have to be kind called shlola kipshuta. It has to be that everything is shlola, and there is no shlal shamayim. If everything is shlola and there's no shlal shamayim, then it's a skaim din iri dachas. But if there's even one mezuzah achas, which is shlal shamayim, so it's not called shlola. So if there's no called shlola here, then it's taka not going to be burnt, and there's no kiyim of the din of as called shlola sarat v'esh, and then there's no din of iri dachas. Ah, chiddush, such a pshat. Once we're mentioning and learning the sugya of Rabbi Lazar's din that one mezuzah is matzah l'hol in dachas, it's kedai to mention the heilige gevert of the Meshech Chochma in the end of Parshas Ekev. The Meshech Chochma is ma'erer on the pasuk that's in the parasha that says uchsav tom al mezuzah is beisecha uvishorecha. Uchsav tom al mezuzah is beisecha is b'loshin yochid. He asks that the entire parasha of Ayim Shemaya is b'loshin rabim. So why did the Torah write this last pasuk of tzivui on a mezuzah in a lashon yochid? It should have been chsav tamal mezuzahis beischem b'sharechem. It should have been a lashon rabin, not a lashon yochid. So the Meshech Chochma says a pella. He says that the Torah is being meramez this din of Rabbi Lazar that a ir sheyesh from mezuzah achas is not nasis ir nidachas, because ir nidachas is the chsayif and meinim avad. B'dinei Shemayim, according to one Gerson in the Mishnah, is Eilam Chel Elam Haba. And here comes one Yochid who has a mezuzah, and his kefeir al mezuzah is beisai. Uchsav tom al mezuzah is beisecha, loshin Yochid. One mezuzah, one bias, is matzah the whole city, B'dinei Adam, and B'dinei Shemayim, and Chel Elam Haba. That's why it says, loshin uchsav tom, loshin Yochid. And the end of it, it says, Laman Yirbu Yemeichem, loshin Rabim, because the Rabim, give me nitzel avur the schus of the Yochid. Now this in itself, that's ad kan divrei Meshech Chochma. L'chayra, what's the taka? It's a dover pella, such a thing that a yochid should be matzal a whole tzibur. What's the avon in this? So I heard that maybe we can explain this with two akdamas. There's another pirish in why a mezuzah was nichtava was written loshin yochid, because the Ben Yehuda writes in Shari Tshuva and Shari Gimel Ois Chav Beis that a mitzvah tefill and a mitzvah mezuzah are in bichlal kabbalz o malchus shemayim. That's why it's nichtav. That's why it's written. The Parshas Shema Yisrael, because tefillin and mezuzah are kabbalas malchus shemayim. The Rebbe, it's the Rebbe Yehuda himself says it in Brachas Naftes Vav. And that thing, Marasam Rabbi Yechonon writes on the kabbal of all malchus shemayim shleima. Somebody wants the kabbal himself, a perfect oil malchus shemayim, yaniach tefillin, should put on tefillin, v'yikra krishma. So Rebbe Yehuda says, tam hadover. The reason for this is neshiv tefillin shebereish. With tefillin on your head, Adam mishabed lebayir yisparach es haneshama shibimayach. A person's mishabed to the Rebbeinu Shalom, a person subjugates and gives as his servitude of your neshama to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the neshama is in your mayach. This is what we say in the tefillah, shen yichud, a person before he puts on tefillin, the tefillah to say that your mishabed neshama shibimayachi. And he says, with tefillin, shebezraya, with the tefillin you put on your arm, Adam mishabed gufay. Yimashavid Yaguf, which is represents all the Taivas Haguf. And that's why he says, Nekach Tzivu Lahosim Oysam Kenegin Alev. That's why he put the tefillin opposite the heart. Shalev Ikra Taivas Vamachshavis. That's where the main place of the Taivas Machshavis are. Vezeh Yazgir Sabayrevi Yimayit Hana Oysav. And with that, with the fact that you put on tefillin Shal Yad, you remember the Rebbeinu Shalom to Yimashavid or Yekachas Haguf to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's the tefillin Shal Roish and the tefillin Shal Yad, which is a form of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim on the neshama and the guf. Says Rabbi Yaina, uv mezuzah mishabit adam mimaynai. With a mezuzah, a person's mishabit not only his kaychas of his neshama and the kaychas of his guf, but he's also mishabit his money. What? Maybe that's the pshat why the mezuzah is written the parasha of Mezuzah is written Loshen Yochid even in the second parasha of Krishma. Because we all know that the Gaon says that the parasha Shain is Loshen Yochid, because a Yochid can be Oyev Hashem, Nechol Avavoy, Nechol Nafshe, Nechol Moedoy, with his whole Leib, Shnei Yitzorim, with his whole Nefesh, Afil Neitos Nafshecha, or Nechol Moedoy, which means Bechol Memoina, according to one Pshat Nigmar and Brachis. Mashen came, the second parasha of Kriyashma, was written Loshen Rabim, because by a Rabim it's not Motsui that should be Oyev Hashem, Nechol Moedchem, says the Gaon. Bechol Levavchem, yes, Rabim, with the ganze hearts, and Bechol Nafshechem, Mesiris Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem. But Bechol Moedchem, to give away all the material possessions and live a life only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that money is not important, that's difficult for Rav HaTzibur. And since a mezuzah, the site of mezuzah is the Meshab Mamayin, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, so therefore the mezuzah chelik was written B'Loshen Yochid. It's in the second parsha because it's mitzvahs, but it's written B'Loshen Yochid because usually, it's not common to find a rabbin that you mishabed all their money to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The fee's there. That's another reason why mezuzah was written v'loshen yochid in the second parsha, because yochid is mishabed mitmoinai. But agav, we see the greatness of the mile of the kima of mezuzah. That's a simon that yoev Hashem mechol ma'ida yor tzadik gomor. So bazoi, with one more akdom, we can answer original kasha. The Gemara says in Brachos and Daflam and Gimel on the pasuk also in Parshas Ekev. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, and Moshe says to the Klal Yisrael, what is Hashem asking from you? Just Yira. The Gemara asks, V'chi Yira milsa zutrasi? Is Yira Shemayim such a simple thing that you say, V'ato Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Mo Hashem alekecha shel mi'imach, what already is Hashem asking from you? Just Yira Shemayim? And the Gemara answers in, yes. L'gabi Moshe milsa zutrasi. L'gabi Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. Now all the Achrayim ask that the Torah was given to Gans Klal Yisrael. Like Gabi Gans Klal Yisrael, it's not a milsa zutrasa. It's not a small achievement, Yira Shemayim. So even though Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small achievement, how does it help Gabi Klal Yisrael? So what was the teretz to the kasha? The kasha was that Yira Shemayim is not a milsa zutrasi. It's not a small accomplishment. It's not the Ati Yisrael Mo Hashem Ben Kecha. What is Hashem already asking? It's a great thing to ask Yira Shemayim. The answer was, to Moshe Rabbeinu it's easy. Fine, but what about all of Klal Yisrael? So the Dumna Magid brings Rishayim the Gaon that when a person, when Klal Yisrael, whoever was near a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, that's mashpia and his all immediate surroundings, and therefore it remains a milsa zutrasi for everybody. Like the famous Medrash, and Medrash Rabban, Tanchum, and Pashma Midbar, that Moshe and Aaron and Bonav were near the Degel of Machane Yehuda. The Medrash says, Tov LaTzadik, Tov LaShcheinai, just since they were the Shcheinim of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were Isaac and Torah, they became Gedolim of Torah, and Oyla Rosh, Oyla Shcheinai. So we see that a Tzadik can mashpia all around him. So Lafi Zeh, he put the two together, that somebody, a city, of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they become near Nidachas, right over the city is Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But there's one Yid that has a mezuzah. Now mezuzah means that he's Meshab Memainai to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It means that Tzadik Gomor. He's Oyves Hashem Bechol Ma'odoi. Now he's Isaac B'Tayr is Mashpianis, and also like we saw from the Dumna Magid, that even one tzaddik could be Mashpia and everybody around him to be Chayzer. So that's why it does not have a din, doesn't become near any dachas. So the lesson, the remez is that even one tzaddik that puts a mezuzah al pischoy and he's Meshabed as Mamayna like Kodesh Baruch Hu, which what mezuzah represents, is able to yematzel a whole city from becoming Oyv the Avodah Zarah and becoming Yirni Dachas. Now Avada, that's in Musar, Avada in Din also, Lamaisa, even he was not matzel, but still in Din he's going to matzel the city. But it's a remez to the Inyan of what it means to have even one mezuzah in a shtot that can matzel a ganze shtot. In the next sugya, the Gemara brings on the Machlokes in the Mishnah, Legabi, once you destroy the Yirni Dachas, are you allowed to ever rebuild it? So the Mishnah says, V'hoysa tel oylam, it has to be a ruin forever. Loisasa ganis afardes in divrei Beis Haglili. You can't even rebuild it to make it into gardens or orchards. And Rabbi Akiva Imer, Loisivna oyd likamais shahoysa. You can't rebuild it to what it was originally. Einaniv, that can't be rebuilt. Avonasis higanis afardes. But you could make it into gardens and orchards. And the Gemara explains that they argue in what the word oid means. According to Rabbi Yosef Haglili, oid is legamri mashma, completely. And Rabbi Akiva holds oid means lekamasha hoisa, to what it was originally. The Rambam passings like Rabbi Akiva, that it's takanasis ganes ufardesin. You can make out of it gardens and orchards. The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Samechei points out a very interesting thing. He says, L'chaira, what is it called rebuilding? Does rebuilding mean building even one house? Or does rebuilding mean a lot more than that? See, he brings from the Sefer Mishnah's Chachamim that even though the Lashon HaMishnah is Leishtibana K'may Shehoisa, it like it was originally, it doesn't mean you have to rebuild an entire city in order to be over. Any houses that you build are going to be over. You're going to get Malkus and be able to love if you be buying a batim, even if you didn't build it exactly the way it was before. But says the Minchas Chinuch that al kapanim harbe batim bu'inon. You need a lot of houses that it should be considered, should be called an ear. He says it ain't svara, it's not a svara, that with one bias or more you should be over. But he says that Rabbi Seinu lebir olonu shir abinyin, v'tzarachin ad yovei v'yareinu. Lamai said it's not clear, not in the Gemara, and not in the Rishonim, of what exactly the shear is. Obviously, he's saying one house, you're not going to be over. One or two houses, you're not going to be over. If you rebuild it the way it was originally, avadi yeh going to be over. He says that if you build it back to have on it a shame ear, then it already is also be over the iser. Now, that's the iser lav to be to rebuild it. What happens if somebody takes over the lav and somebody builds a city? Is there an iser to dwell in the city? Do you have to now destroy the city and burn it to mekayim v'hoisa te'loilam, or not? So again, the Minchas Chinuch brings b'shem the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim, who brings b'shem the Sefer Megillah Sefer, that if somebody was over a baina, the Yerni Dachas, you're not allowed to live in there, because he says because kolmos dam rachman leisavid yom lemani. Then he's doicha that that's only shayach if the whole thing will be bottled because of leisavid it'll be osir. Like in case of Tamura, but to use it doesn't apply. So he says, but Lamaisa, the reason you would have to anyway destroy it. Because it's Vaiter Nase. Nase is to Vaisa Tel Oilam. So Zokti Minchas Chinuch, that if somebody rebuilt it, it's also to live there. It's a mitzvah to behiris it, to be seraph it, to Mikayim Vaisa Tel Oilam, which Allah Mamachal Ase. Now the Minchas Chinuch is talking about an Ir Nidachas, which is the subject of our Sugya and the Mishnah. What about the Gabi Yerichai, which the Gemara is going to discuss afterwards? Is the Yerichai also have the same halacha or not? Kumi by Yerichai, it just says, Uvana so'ira zayis, the klala will come to somebody who rebuilds the city. Maybe the whole Isser is only Livnaisa, to build it. But once somebody already was over that and was built it, maybe there's no chiv to be maharasit and to be seirifit, to break it down and to destroy it. Bemes, you say, you have another Shiloh also in the case of, let's say somebody rebuilt it, and then it was destroyed a second time. So l'chayra, fina minchas chinuch, by yirni dachas, you vaita would have to go and destroy it. Also l'achsel of noisek, it says l'isibana oid. The Meshachoch Matakah speaks it out, clearly in Parshat Tzra'eh like that. But the Meshachoch wants a time that Yericho would be different. Yericho, if it was rebuilt, and then it was nechrav, then it's mutter to rebuild it again. It's not so clear, because l'chayra, maybe Yericho also is osel of noisek. The whole nafkamim between Yericho and Yirni Dachas is the Gabi if there's a chiv to go ahead and break it down when you're over a bana. By Yirni Dachas is a chiv, and Yericho is no chiv. But it doesn't mean that it's mutter. It's not mutter to build it. It's just not a chiv to be hiris it, to be seraph it could be. Yesh Layan. The Gemara continues and speaks about Yericho itself, and the Gemara says that Yericho can't be called Yeracheres Hashem Yericho or Yericho Hashem Yeracheres. You can't rebuild Yericho. Lo Yerichai al Shem Yeracheres, Lo Yeracheres al Shem Yerichai. And the Gemara brings the old Maisa with Chiel that rebuilt it, and children with Nifter like the Kiyum of the Klala. Maisa in the Tesefta, in Perek Yedaled, it's brought down by Shem Shimon Elazar that Mishen Nivnasa. Once Yerichai was rebuilt, it's Hutra Leishibah. It's wanted to live there. So Yerushalmi like that. And the Pnei Moshe says the Pshat is because the Yeshua did not make Shavu. Yeshua just made a Shavu that he can't rebuild it. He didn't say he can't live there. That's L'chair, Pasha is going on anything, on either Yerichai, that's Al-Shem Yeracheres, or Yeracheres, Al-Shem Yerichai. Even though the other Acharim, Shiara Karbin, says Al-Shem Yerachim, it's only the Gabi Yeracheres, and Nikol Shem Yerichai. But Yerichai itself, maybe it's also even after it was already built. Like we said before, the Meshach Chachma says that even Yerichai itself, after it was rebuilt, if somebody was over and built it, it's mutter to live there. There's no Isser to live there. The Radak says clearly, the only Isser is to build Yerichai. But once it's rebuilt, somebody is over and rebuilds Yericho, it's mutter to live there. the iser to rebuild Yerichai, is because it should be the myface, the miracle that happened, that it fell in, should always be kayim. Anybody who sees the chayma that's shkua baritz, that's sunk into the ground, shalek and echateva, will know that that's not the normal way of a building or wall that gets destroyed. It obviously was nishkai deines, so the Rebbeinu Shem wanted it should remain. But once he rebuild it, to say he can't live there, there's no issue to live there. This is the rebuilding. It should stay the way it is. That's the svar of Yericha. That's the time of the krav. But that's the iser of rebuilding the Yericha, the city of Yericha. The Gemara continues with the whole maisa, how Chiel rebuilt Yericha, and he lost his children one after the other. He should have learned from Aviram. His first child died, and Sigub Tzirai. He's mekabre v'hayelch ma'avir matzigub. The Gemara says that Achav was sheshvine hava, also iu v'elyo l'mishal b'shloima. Achav and Elyo came to be shel b'shloim Chiel. He was Achav was a friend of Chiel, and they came together. And Yishalmi in Sanhedrin over here in Perik Yud Lacha Beis asks, what was the shaychus? Why did Elyo go to Chiel? Achav, I understand why he went to Chiel. He went because he was Shoshvina Hava. What was Eliyahu doing there? So the Yishalmi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu that Chiel is a Gavar Rabba. Lech laharis lefon avol enachme. Go down and appear to him and be menachem him. And the Korban Eda says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Medea to Eliyahu that Chiel was really only a Shoigig. He was a Shoigig. He didn't maybe know the Allah. He didn't do it. He wasn't amazed. And therefore it's Roy to go to him and menachem him. The Chavetz Chaim in Sefer Avos Chesed, Perigimel says, all mitzvahs gemilas chasodim are noeg on all people, all Klal Yisrael. And even if he was piker, even if he's a mafkir himself in one of the mitzvahs of Teovain, in other words, he was over in achas mina mitzvahs of Teovain, he's still nichlal in the framework of Klal Yisrael, the mitzvah timirachem on him, and the mitzvah gemilas chasodim applies. Even though in Yerideh and Simreish Nun Aleph, it says clearly that somebody who's over averes of Teovain, to do tovus to him, but the bischa tshuva and others, the pais can bring mshen b'char shor and others many tshuvas that say that l'te avoin you are mechuyev lach yaisai. It's machlokes rishonim and ladina we're machmir that you have to be do gemilas chasadim even with somebody who is doing averes l'te avoin. And the Gra Taka says of the Shulchan Aruch that ikas kshitza tovus. The fizeh, it could be that Chiel, you don't have to say like the Korban Eda. It could be that Chiel b'emes was amazed. And he did it on purpose, but he wasn't mechavin lahachis. He was only l'teyavin. So since it's l'teyavin, so there's still mitzvah of gemilas chasadim, and therefore the Rebbeinu Shem told Elyo that there's still a mitzvah l'nachamay. Now, even if you don't say like this, even say like this, the din ikad din ashochan aruch that there's no mitzvah, but there's no iser. Maybe if you say that there's no mitzvah, but there's no iser, so then that would explain faket. That would be even more geshmak like that, because then we could understand why Elyo originally didn't want to go. Elyo didn't want to go because there's no mitzvah. But Kodesh Baruch Hu told him there's still a mitzvah. Chiel is a gavur rabba. So either the pshat is still a mamisha mitzvah because of teyavin, or even there's no mitzvah but there's no iser. So Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to go to Shel B'Shleimai. That's why Elyo went. When Elyo met together with Achav, together by Chiel, so here came a very famous discussion that Achav said that the reason why this happened, or at least Eliyahu pointed out, the reason why it happened is because of the curse, the klola of Yeshua, and that's why it happened to Chiel, all that happened to him. So Achav said to Moshe, to Eliyahu Hanavi, that look, Hashem levatosin the Moshe l'kama kaima. Moshe Rabbeinu said, v'sartem avartem l'him acher v'chora af Hashem v'chem v'otzar s'ashamayim. The klola of Moshe Rabbeinu was not Niskayim, and the klola of the Talmud was yet Niskayim, of Yeshua was yes Niskayim. So that's what caused Eliyahu to get very upset, and he said, Chai Hashem l'kei Yisrael v'yeh talamata. So he asked Rachmanes, and they gave him the keys to Mater, and he taka davin, and there was taka a rov. And the Mefarshim are bothered, first of all, why taka was like that? Why taka wasn't in Niskayim? The klola of Moshe Rabbeinu. Takat says, "What's this Hashemayim?" So why didn't it happen? Some Achrayim learn that the klola of not having any rain affects the entire world, and over here only Achav himself was chayte. So why should the whole Eilam be nanash because of Achav? Mashenkin the Klal of Yeshua was whoever is going to rebuild Yericho, he's going to be b'chayri as then of tzirus, and the last little bit will done by the tzira. All your hits of the laseh, all your children will die. B'chayri yosto v'sik of tzira hits of the laseh, and that was the Klal. So therefore, the Klal came to being, but the Klal of Moshe Rabbeinu is only if the whole world is oivin al him acherim. Others say the Prashas Drachim has a different aura. He says that how did it help? What did Eliyahu do? So Eliyahu told Achav, he's so upset. So he davened to Rabbi Yisrael, given the mafteach of the Geshavim, and he caused it should not rain. So now you see if I can, not so much now Achav have much darker kasha. Achav will say, look, Levata the Moshe, the Klal of Moshe was not in the sky. Only Eliyahu, who was Talmid, and Mamish came later to Deiris, then all of a sudden it's in the sky. So how would it fend for the kasha that Achav had? Achav had a kasha that how come Moshe Rabbeinu's words were not in the sky? So they weren't in the sky. Now Eliyahu and Navi enforced it. So Eliyahu and Navi's words were in the sky. But possibly you can answer, because the Iyun Yankim over here says to answer the first kasha we asked, why wasn't it in the sky that Sirius HaMotim in the Klal of Moshe Rabbeinu? Taka, why didn't it happen? So the Iyun Yankim says because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Blush and Shavua. Moshe Rabbeinu said that's what's going to happen. But he didn't say Blush and Shavua, so I guess the Serachim could stick in and not necessarily have to come to fruition. Yeshua said, Vayeshav Yeshua Beisei. So therefore, Vade was Nenesh right away. And Eliyahu also showed Achav that if a Navi is Nishba, Kodesh Baruch is not Marach Apoy. He himself was a Navi, so he was Nishba to take away the reins, and it was in Skyim the Klola, his Klola. It was in the Skyim the Klola of Yeshua, in the Skyim the Klola of Eliyahu. Moshe Rabbeinu, you should know, the only reason why it didn't happen is because he wasn't Nishba. But don't be Mahar Chas V'Sholim after the Rav, after Moshe Rabbeinu. No, just one or two more auras in the remaining Gemara. The Gemara says that they brought the flesh made tabachi de Achav from the butcher shop of Achav. It's not a sugi here, it's sugi in Chulin, that it was mutter to eat that basar either because of Ravanan's din, that it's mutter lechem from a shechit of Yisrael Mumar, or maybe it was al pi adibur, and or came from a shechit zevadi, maybe there's a heter for that basar. Now it's very interesting. Also, the Gemara says another small aura is the Gemara says that there were three mafteches, and one of the mafteches is shalchaya. So there's a Taisa Nida, and after Zion says that there's no malach that's a muna on leida. The malach is not a muna on leida, but there's a malach that's a muna on heroyin. But Taisa Rosh says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives heroyin leisha also, and the only malach is only misasik in it afterwards. The Kodesh Baruch says that the Gemara says the Nida. Kodesh Baruch is Be'atzmei is Yoishev a Sefer V'Yosein Shal Yisrael Mosi Tovit Tipa Shatzalik Neitzer Mena. So you see that Kodesh Baruch Hu is directly misasing that also. You know, Vada, everything is Ashkoch is Hashem, but there's a special Yuchadik Ashkoch in that. It says that the Gemara towards the end says the Dorish of Yosef Tzipayri Abba El Yo Abba Yo is Chavivi Gdoili says Abba Yo Captain. Let me go with Nafkub Gimel Beis Captain Abba. He was angry at Achav. He said, "Chai Hashem, Yeshanu Eilu Talam Mater." The captain, the Chavetz Chaim, in Echslosh Nora and Klal Dalit is Mechiyah. From what we hear, that you're allowed to say in a person that he's a captain. If you know that you would say Befanav, because over here, how can you say that Eliyahu was a captain? The Vaisecha is that it's not something that's Oser to say, something that's Mutter to say, because that was his Derech and Avedas Hashem. So you could say that he was a captain. But Avad, you have to really be Miyashev. You can't just go ahead and call somebody a captain. Maybe you'll cause it to end up being Lashnara on somebody. But otherwise, that's him saying that a person a captain is not a Taina. Really, there's a shtickle from Rishol Salantin or Yisrael that on the Gemara in Tainas. The Gemara in Tainas says that when it speaks about the Midah Mavral Midoisa, it says Shum Meiser Veloz Sherol Fnei Ateva. He said Chov Dalit Broches Leinene. And Rebbe Kiva went afterwards and said, "Avinu Malkeinu in Lono Melech Chelaota, Avinu Malkeinu Rachim Aleinu." And the Yardu Kshav came down. The Rabbanu Bimiranin, they said, "Well, Rebbe Kiva is bigger than Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer is the Rebbe. Rebbe Kiva is the Talmud, really. So how could it be that Rebbe Kiva was Nene?" So Baskel came out and said, "Leim Neishah Zeh Godel Mizeh, El Shazeh Mavral Midoisa, Zeh Einu Mavral Midoisa." So Rebbe Kiva was Nene, not Rebbe Lezer, because Rebbe Kiva is Mavral Midoisa. So Rebbe Sol Salanta asks that this Mida Mavra Midoisav is enough to make the Milo Rebbe Kiva more than Rebbe Eliezer. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat in that? It's enough to make the Mida Mavra Midoisav alone is enough to make it better. So what does it mean? It says that the Chofetz Chaim is saying that to say somebody's a captain is okay. Because you see, the Gemara says, Elio is captain, Havi. And the Gemara says also, Misham is a captain. What do you mean? A captain is the difference between being a captain and being Marvel Midaisov is a world of a difference. Rekiva was Nana, and Eliezer was not Nana just because he was Marvel Midaisov. So Mishal Santa says, he says that we find that machlekes between Beisilim and Meshamai. The Gemara brings Meisim in Naflamid, Meshabes in Naflamid, of the Invesanusa Shel Hill and the Kaptanusa Shel Shamai. So Pashtus, the Velt understands that means that Hill was much greater than Shamai. It's almost Meshubach, the Midas HaNova. So therefore, always be the Gemara itself here, as I says, it should be an Invesan Kehill and not a Kaptan Keshamai. Kaptan is a terrible thing, if you marvel me daisav. Zokter Rishol Slanter, name. That's a mistake. So just like there's machlekes b'shami sil and kolter kula, in all many, many different halachas, there was a machlekes in Darchi Avaida also. If they should be misnaig emidas hanava, or the gavi kovet atari, you have to have misnaig emidas hakabdonis. In each one misnaig apishitasei. So there's not no shaila. There's no shaila that Shammai held that the person should be misnaig emidas hanava, should be an onam. He was zichan onam, Shammai himself. It's tzaddik. Shammai. And he'll also held sometimes the midas hakabdonis. But the shaila was, in the Derech Avaida, what's the ikar? The Iker was like Hillel, the Iker was like Shammai. It's two drachim and Avedas Hashem. Now the Chazal of the Paskin like Hillel. They say, just like the Paskin like Hillel in different halachas. He says, Oil me Adam, Invesan Kehillel, by a captain Kishamai. So somebody wants him, Misnaig, Midas HaKabdonis. He shouldn't be Misnaig in the Midas HaKabdonis. It's like Machlaikis, Mishami Sil, Gabi Tzara servants. That's Machlaikis. So Ebazoi, that the Eliezer was not Marvel Midaisov, is because he was Mitami de Shammai. He held halachas like Shammai after Misnaig Midas HaKabdonis, the Kavod HaTorah. It wasn't because he was deficient in Midas, Chas V'Shalom, Chalila. Chalila V'Chas. That was his Derech and Avaida. That's why he wasn't Marvel Midaisov. Rabbi Kiva was a Talmid of Hillel, and he held after Misnaig Midas HaNovas. That's why he was Marvel Midaisov. So that the Baskel came out and said that Eliezer was not Nana, Rekiva was Nana because Rekiva was Marvel Midaisov, not to say that Rekiva was much greater than Eliezer. It's to say that the Anhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the world is Mida Keneged Mida. It's called Merachim Abriyas, Merachim Al Min HaShemayim. So Meli, you're coming to Mispalel on the Tzibor, to Mvakish Rachimim, the one who has that Mida, Mavim Midaisav, is more Mesugal that his tefillah should be Nana. And therefore, when they Mispalel for the rains, Rabbi Kiva was Mida, was Bederach Klalti, Mavim Midaisav, was Nana Min HaShemayim, Mida Keneged Mida. Rabbi Lazar, was Mida, was Kederach Meishamai, even though Avadil gets Chari, he's always Ratzin HaShem, it's no Shaila. But since in the end the Maisi was not Marvel Midoisav, there's no Mida Keneged Mida to be over to be Marvel Pishiat Tzibur, and therefore it was not Nena. That's the Dova Choshev Void. It's very sadistic in Ashkafa that Rishon Slanta taught us that it doesn't Chas V'Shalom mean that one is greater than the other in Kipshut like we would understand it. So it's just like the Machlekes Chazal in Isma Heter, there's Machlekes in Darchi Avoda. And it's we just like we say in Halacha, we would say Elam Elam differently Kim Chayim. Each one's getting Mekabel Schal according to what he held. Legabe Darchi Avaida also, everybody in Mekabel Schar. It's true. Then Hagel and Maila, each one will be, you eat that whatever, if you do Ratzon Shemayim. So Ebazai, it's not that Kabdonis is an erg is not a good thing. So it makes sense, L'chair, what the Chofetz Chaim said, that you let it call somebody a captain. L'chair, a captain means, it doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom the way we would understand a captain. If you call somebody a captain, then we would understand the regular captain, so then it's, we pass like Basil, you shouldn't do that. That's Lashon Hara. But if talking about the same way, he called Elio a captain. Elio was a captain, was completely the Shem Shemayim. That Midas HaKabdonis was not a Chet Chas V'Shalom. He did it with a Cheshman. He knew what he was doing. He was doing it to Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Le'olam Ye'odim Invesan Gil is Eitz HaTayva. You should be knowing like Basil. That's the halacha. You should follow that. But if you have a Cheshman to be knowing with Derech HaKabdonis, the Kavod HaTorah, like Bishamai, you're not a Rasha. It's not Lashon Hara. So it's not Shver how you can be knowing like that. You have a Cheshman to be knowing like that. You're being Eved Hashem. It's doing what's correct. It's al pi derech Hashem. Neither one was godel than the other. You can't say that. It's not a taina nelio. So the Chofetz Chaim means that you call somebody a captain. The captain means he's in makbid and kveid shemayim. He's in makbid and kveid shemayim. He's doing with a cheshbon. So it's not lashon hara. Now shteitzach. You have to be very careful how it's said in that oifen. It's not said in oifen that it's really lashon hara. But that it should not be considered lashon hara is not a chiddush. Avad is not lashon hara. Shammai is otte. The Gemara says Shammai also was a captain. So you're going to say that it's Chas V'Shalom Lashon Hara and Shammai, Avada not. Avada, Rishon Slanta taught us that's not the Pashat Nigamara. So it's very geschmack that the Chofetz Chaim says, Taka, that you see from over here, that an Adam Shul captain, you could say it, L'chair. Even though unless you say that Chofetz Chaim was also being Mechiach, that's his nature. Maybe his nature is a captain. But it doesn't. But avadi doesn't mean to say that you could say a person's a captain. We use it, a captain. A person is just stam makbid. Stam that's avada zichlo shnar. It's not a shaila. And one last ha'ara is that the Gemara says after man rishoyim, the towards ending where man rishoyim Rabbi Yosef Ganvi. So he says in the Ramaz, mefar shach v'tari the Gemara man rishoyim means do you say the anshin ridachas is including the pasuk lidlav yotchem and mumen acherim? It's going in that pasuk. That's talking the gabi moment of irin ridachas, not the gabi the guf of irin ridachas. Now the Gemara's mechiyot that it's talking the gabi the ganov and that a goyin of moment that don't belong to them. So too any people that are nedim and acherim also called called Ganvi. And one last thing, the Gemara says if somebody that avoid rishoyim rina tzadik niftim in olam. And Rob Oilam, Shnema Tzadik Oven Ishtam Alev. And the Tzadik is Nesav, it says, the Rosh of Bol Oilam is Harenaf Bol Oilam. And Tzadik Bol Oilam, it's Arena Bol Oilam. It's a Gevaldik Azach. The Pele is that the Gemara, we know, everybody knows the famous Gemara in Brochus, that Akob de Shemaim Chosim Yer Shemaim. The Gemara Nida says, you goes up a Shemaim, the Vlach Min Oni, Osher, Gibra Cholish, but not Tzadik or Rosha. So how's the Shech to say about a person when he comes to the world that he's already a Tzadik? He can't be already a tzaddik. It's telling his bechira. So the Ma'achrenim are in this now. Some of the Ma'achrenim want to say that it just means lach hashanim harbe, he'll be considered a tzaddik, or chas v'shalom rosha. But it doesn't mean that he's a tzaddik mishosh enayla. That's pashut. He can't be. That's telling his bechira. He has a person has a bechira to become a tzaddik if he wants. It's not totally in chas v'shalom. It's not predetermined.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.